DrChecks.com.
St. James in the morning. DRQ.
Out of fog is still hanging around in some of the outlying areas this morning. Additional traffic information, South Telegraph. All right, if you're going on Telegraph, it's impossible. 13-mile road southbound. It's really backed up. Some trucks are having problems and everything, so it's a good idea not to even mess with Telegraph this morning from 13-mile southward, all right? It's 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock. This is Jerry St. James on your radio, riding shotgun into work here this morning. Now, Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman, comes up here in Seattle about 10 minutes. Hang on. Derek Hughes, Javari's area, and heaven must miss an angel. It's 8:45 on your favorite radio station with Jerry St. Jay. It's 19 minutes now, 19 past 8 o'clock on your favorite radio station. All right, let's do this one here, shall we? From around the world, across the nation, and up your alley, time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning, brought to you this morning by the new movie starring Richard Nixon, Return to the Planet of the Tapes. Wait, please, be kind, be gentle. In the news here this morning, Mayor Young's doing what he can to persuade the Red Wings and the Pistons to stay downtown and play in his new sports arena. Not only is the new sports arena designed for sports events, but the mayor says it can also accommodate conventions and circuses when they come to town. Although why anybody would want to go there, I don't know, and the best circus in town's been going on inside the city-county building for years now. Animal researchers at the University of Michigan have done it again. Yeah, this time they crossed a horse with a black widow spider. I don't know what they got either, but at least if it bites you, you can ride it to the hospital. All right. TV news, the feud between ABC's Evening News team of Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters continues, with both of them tossing barbs each other's way whenever possible. Just last week, Harry told interviewers that Barbara is considering taking some time off to have her face lifted and moved a little to the right. Everybody gets the blues now and then. Yesterday was the day for WDRQ's general manager Tom Mosher, who was really down in the dumps for a while. Poor guy. In fact, yesterday afternoon, he ran around the station here yelling that he was going to blow his brains out. Lucky for us, he couldn't find a pea shooter anyway. Been all over it. Hey, President Carter plans to open the doors of the White House again to TV cameras in the future to allow us to see him and his family at play as well as at work. Informed sources say the Carter family enjoys each other's company and likes to play games like Pinochle, Monopoly, and Checkers. The Nixon family used to play games in there, too, like pin the tail on the donkey and pin the rap on John Dean. Finally in the news here this morning, a malpractice suit is being brought in district court today by a woman in Dearborn who claims against a plastic surgeon. The woman says the doctor was supposed to have given her silicone treatments last week. Somehow, though, he injected her with silly putty instead of silicone. She says it caused her bust size to go from a 33B to a 48 long.
W. St. James in the morning. DRQ. WDRQ Detroit.
It's Mako, and a theme from Star Wars. Isn't that good? It's got all the little people talking in it. And every time I hear that, I relive the movie. You know, I think about the parts of the movie where that particular music was played. It's so good. It's so good. It's 24 minutes of Friday night. This is Jerry St. James, and you know who you are, so I guess we're all set.
I'm coming home. I've done my time.
WDRQ, there we go. It's Dawn, of course, and Tony Orlando. Tie yellow redneck around the old oak tree. It's 21 minutes now. 21 before 9 with Jerry St. James on your radio. Captain Mike, we'll have a report on the traffic. Hang on a sec. Come on in.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Mr. St. James.
Look who it is. Hey, it's Guido.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
That's right. It's Guido, the Italian stallion on the radio.
What's going on here, Guido?
Let me hear that wonderful Italian music. Hey, it's Vinnie Boombats of the Italian Orchestra.
Yeah? Checks.com.